problem with this superstructure is not so much, I mean, although it's important to build a beautiful building worthy of Baba, but it's, the problem is to make it possible for millions of people to take Baba Darshan and without disrupting and destroying the atmosphere around the Jerusalem area.
Yeah, that's what you had in mind, to have those seven queues and this and that.
What if you had a say
in tires, you see different seven tires and seven queues at a time and so forth. So how many it can contain at one time? 20,000 people at one time in one single file? You had calculated something like that.
Could be as many as 100,000 people.
No, but at one time when they are circumambulating the tomb, 100,000 people will do that. That's good then. But how to cope up with 100,000 people? Then we need to have ambulances, we need to have...
10,000 people.
Yeah.
And then you'll need to have... It's going to be a dome? Is it going to be closed in or just going to be a big dome? You have 100,000 people sweating inside a building.
You could have a lot of entrances.
Well,
You could have a lot of entrances.
That's what he has done in his plan.
Technically, I think it's possible to do anything. In the amount of the technology that's come up in the last 10 years, I mean, this building won't be for another 50 years probably, and the kind of technology available then. I mean, it could simply be a force field or a very fine, transparent, translucent dome that was, the atmosphere was controlled inside.
Sure.
And that could be
a greenhouse.
It's almost impossible to speculate what it is. But what's important now is that the Mandali, while they're here, are tested and probed and get their what they feel is suitable, what they feel would please Bob as much as possible, and then have that on record. I am pestered you very much, but I should pester you more.
We had our sittings. Yeah. It was finalized last time, no?
Finalized?
For 100 years from hence. But priority is to be given to that. Yeah. Baba has himself said that. Yeah. The memorial tower of those who loved me, served me and died in my cause.
Baba specifically asked for...
Baba has given a great message also. Yeah, while burying Baba's uncle and Chanji, Baba's first secretary, at that spot. The spot is there. It's on the roadside. I don't know what is going to happen if the road is widened, then where will we do? What will happen to that grave of Masaji and Chanji and all that? Yeah. But very beautiful message he has given. How am I to repeat it? It is there on piece of paper. So we have to do that also first. Apart from hospital and apart from this and apart from that, what is said there, that is to be done too, attended. Apart from the film, apart from all the video cassettes that you have taken, this project is there, looming large. So far he has done it, why should we feel concerned about it? No, worry about it. You feel concerned, but why worry about it?
He'll
take care about it. What's there? Money comes and money goes. You know how we started the trust at one time? 16,000 rupees loan. Not a single penny in the treasury was there. Not a single paisa. 16,000 rupees we took loan from Merji to have some shade created for those who are coming for his darshan at the time when his body is there, you see. Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah.
I remember a letter from Mani who said that y'all could, in your early years after Baba dropped his body, that if each one can contribute $10 a month. I think she said 300 people could contribute $10 a month. I don't remember the number, but it was $10 a month, you know, that y'all could make it.
Yeah.
I remember
No, that was for the maintenance.
Yeah, as far as just maintaining yourself as you are.
At that time it was.
At that time, right.
So what, he sees to all these things. That was, I think, the appeal that was sent, and that's all.
Never heard any more of it.
No. But well, you all are there with the support of all the hearts that are there. This trust is going on in his work. Architect is full-time and busy creating one structure after another, Much has been done, I should say, within a span of 20 years. Not 20 years. How many years you are here now, Ted? 10 years.
11 years.
11 years. Just see the expansion that has taken place.
The film site was the first major building.
Yeah. And so many structures have been there. So it is going on. Yeah.
Our pilgrim centers kept very clean. Meru with her servants or maids, whatever you call them, really
so,
keep it scrumptious.
Pray to Baba that her heart doesn't stop because she's a heart patient. Then
really?
You won't. Yeah. High blood pressure, heart, there's that.
Oh my goodness.
So, we are all nearing the goal now. Well, we have chalked up all the plans and projects for 100 years. Now let us sit quiet and see what he does. You know, Freeman, when we were with him, he would make us feel that, well, at last, something is done and now here we are going to live. No sooner we have that feeling of having, the feeling of settled somewhere, sure enough, within a month or 3 weeks, there's another announcement from Baba that we have to shift from this place, and he'll give very good excuses, you see. Most natural excuses. Yeah. And so, left behind, everything gone. Let me go ahead. It's like that. You know how he weaned away the attachment of the early disciples of his? Because they had labored hard to renovate these dilapidated military barracks that were there. A couple of them were there. They had labored hard. They labored to see the water supply from the well and all that. And they really felt now that this is our home now. This will be the place where we are. So one day it seemed, this is how I had heard a story from Gustaji, saying that one day, accidentally somebody just turned a stone, you see, and unmindful of what is underneath, just turned the stone there and kept his thumb there, and it was stung by a scorpion. Scorpion had taken shelter under the cool base of the stone. And that, of course, reached Baba, and said, why did you do that? Why were you not careful and all that? So, it was just forgotten. Baba used that as an excuse. He says, is there any place where there are no scorpions in the country? We should go there. And that's how they went to Quetta. Because Pendu was there. And he had never heard anybody bitten by a scorpion at that time. So he says, well, come on, let's go there now. So that's how the natural excuse is there. This is a place full of cobras and snakes and scorpions and all that. So let's go from here. So these are the things, you see. Perennial shortage of water here at Mehrabad. No, we must go to some place. And they went 35 miles from here at the confluence of a river, which is known as Toka. The whole lock, stock and barrel. One thing with Baba was that the scaffolding is also carried for another structure to be built, which is also a scaffolding. So he'll take the, what do you call these, flagstones there and the posts and all the roof, tins, and rafters and everything taken there, in truck loads taken there and reconstructed. After 9 months he says, no, that's not good, we are having floods and all that and everything, let's go back to the place. So let's leave, then again Mehrabad was there. It's like that. all the time in the moves, like in the ocean, the waves going, rollers are here and there. Never say, what about this? At last we thought, well, Baba has forgotten his old habits and he allowed Sarosh to, Sarosh got a brainwave because the density of population increased over here, the women are coming, the princesses and the countesses and this and that and all this. Let us have a nice structure over here at Mehrazad. So that storied building was built. In 1948 it got completed. 1949 in October, Baba announces that, well, there's a new phase in our life, you know, we have to go in new life and we have to leave everything behind of the old and we should go out. Finish. It's all left. And who will take care? Well, these people, the arrangement wallahs, those who are seeing to the arrangement of those who are dependent on me, they will see to it, I give you as gifts, take it away. And in lieu of that, just support these people, you see, the families that are left behind. And we are walking now, going ahead. So that complacency that was there, that now we have got a roof over our head, finished, it's destroyed. It's always on the move. And this bell that is there, Baba would always refer to it as... You know, have you seen that bell that Aloba rings? Not this one, the other one, the big one. He always would refer to that because Hafiz has made use, the perfect master Hafiz has made use of that bell in so frequently in his ghazal. He says, oh, what a life of an aspirant, of a pilgrim on the spiritual journey. Because this bell is supposed to be around the neck of the camel that leads the whole caravan, you see, of other camels and the of the traders and all that, you see. So he uses this as a figure that no sooner the tired pilgrims, you see, come and try to settle somewhere and just feel that now we'll pass the night and we feel settled. And they are about to feel drowsy and go to rest. They hear this bell. The camel is up now and is starting. On the move. On the move, that's the signal. The bell is the signal to be on the move. Never tarry at a place. So he would use that bell. The bell is a reminder. He would say that, see that? Come on now, get out of this place now, move on. Move on.
That means you have to get out of this place right now.
Yeah. It means that the bell, the little bell has gone. Then you, yeah.